The Sojourner, Day 5. The Danger of Profanation Among Sojourners and Natives Alike. The Internal Sense of the Levitican Law Regarding the Sanctity of Blood. Leviticus 17, verses 8 to 10. And thou shalt say to them, Whatever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the sojourners who sojourn among you, that offers up a burnt offering or sacrifice, and does not bring it to the entrance of the tabernacle of the congregation to make it an offering to Yehovah, even that man shall be cut off from his peoples. And whatever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the sojourners who sojourn among you, who eats any blood, I will even set my face against the soul of who eats the blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Arcana Celestia 10,033. As blood and fat signified these divine things, therefore the Israelitish people were wholly forbidden to eat fat and blood. The reason why to eat fat and blood was so severely forbidden was because by it was represented the profanation of divine truth and divine good. For the Israelitish and Jewish nation was in external things, separate from internal, thus in no divine truth and in no divine good in respect to faith and love, but was in external worship without these. For they were in the love of self and of the world more than other nations, consequently in the evils that spring from this love, which are contempt for others, enmity, hatred, revenge, ferocity, and cruelty. Hence also it was that internal truths were not revealed to them, for if they had been revealed, they could not but have profaned them. Therefore, they would have represented profanation if they had eaten blood and fat. For whatever was instituted among them was representative of the interior things of the church and of heaven. Sojourners and natives alike are only spiritually responsible for what they know. Numbers 35, verse 15. These six cities shall be a refuge for the sons of Israel, and for the sojourner, and for the lodger in their midst, that he who smites any soul by ignorance may flee there. Arcana Celestia 90:11. By these persons were represented those who not of set purpose injure anyone in respect to the truths and goods of faith, and consequently extinguish his spiritual life. For such are in a blameless state, and one exempt from punishment. As, for instance, are those who have complete faith in their religiosity, which is also in what is false, and who from this reason reason against the truth and good of faith, and thus persuade, as heretics will sometimes do, who are conscientious, and consequently are zealots. Questions. Why might it be important for the Lord to teach us that both natives and sojourners can commit profanation? Why might it be important for the Lord to teach us that both natives and sojourners can gain admission to cities of refuge? How do we protect against committing profanation ourselves, whether in native states or sojourning states? How can we provide cities of refuge?